Cape Talk. Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Osoko Sibiya, who joins you every morning to give you some wonderful news coming from the African continent. Soku, a very good morning to you. How's it going this morning?
Good morning, Abongile, to your listeners.
Listen, so let's talk about Patrice Muamba. What is the latest happening?
So Patrice Lumumba was basically the first prime minister of the DRC when the country gained independence from Belgium. He's known for being an advocate for independence. So, you know, if you think about, you know, the first prime ministers of many African countries, he reminds me of people like Thomas Sankara from Burkina Faso. And he used to talk about things like state-led economic development, being neutral in foreign affairs, especially I think the part of being neutral is the fact that don't get into other people's business. When I think it's also the same speech that once Nelson Mandela gave as well, when there was this whole trouble with Libya and the U.S., and he said that just because someone is your enemy doesn't make them my enemy. And I think many leaders of that time who took over African countries after independence all had the same kind of thinking, you know, the fact that let's fix our own countries before we start meddling in what the next person is doing. And Patrice Lumumba from the DRC was one such person. But I think maybe his ideas were too forward-thinking for the Belgians, because like not even before he was actually even not commemorated, before the ceremony of the independence came through, he was ousted in a coup by his military guards and stuff. But that's not the story today. The story today is that this great man now has basically been named a square in Belgium. The Belgian square in Belgium has been renamed to Patrice Lumumba Square in honor of this. And I think for many people who are campaigners and who have, who have decried what some colonial countries have done in terms of looting, taking artworks, or actually not even admitting the atrocities that they did when they were in Africa. This is a step forward in terms of acknowledging the crimes that they did when they were in Africa. And hopefully campaigners are thinking that maybe this will be just the first step in the right direction in terms of you now name a square, a famous square in Belgium after Patrice Lumumba. And hopefully things like compensation for some of the atrocities that were committed in the DRC will start happening. And I think many people have said that, you know, after Belgium left the DRC, it actually became worse than ever. And they feel that even when things were deteriorating now, they don't talk about it in terms of what's going on with Kabila, with the protests that are going on. They feel that, you know, they've left and they now don't look back. And actually some of the things that are happening were caused by them, were caused by their involvement in DRC politics.
Yeah, politics sometimes. But nonetheless, it's good to hear that they have actually honored him. Soku, once again, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Absolute pleasure. Looking forward to chatting with you again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.